Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church, and we're so glad that you've joined us in this study of the book of Joshua. Our prayer is that this study equips you to live the victorious life that is offered in Christ. God bless.
This is day 43 of Joshua, Living the Victorious Life. Today's title is Learning Responsibility. Leonard Ravenhill said, "Today's church wants to be raptured from responsibility." Our text today is Joshua 7, 10 through 15. The Lord said to Joshua, "Get up. Why have you fallen on your face? Israel has sinned. They have transgressed my covenant that I commanded them. They have taken the devoted things. They have stolen and lied and put them among their own belongings. Therefore, the people of Israel cannot stand before their enemies. They turn their backs before their enemies, because they have become devoted for destruction. I will be with you no more, unless you destroy the devoted things from among you. Get up, consecrate the people, and say, 'Consecrate yourselves for tomorrow.' For thus says the Lord, God of Israel, 'There are devoted things in your midst, O Israel. You cannot stand before your enemies until you take away the devoted things from among you. In the morning, therefore, you shall be brought near by your tribes, and the tribe that the Lord takes by lot shall come near by clans, and the clan that the Lord takes shall come near by households, and the household that the Lord takes shall come near man by man. And he who is taken with a devoted thing shall be burned with fire, he and all that he has, because he has transgressed the covenant of the Lord, and because he has done an outrageous thing in Israel." There is a serious lesson that everyone can learn from today's scripture. One man, Achan, had stolen property and had taken spoils of victory. These stolen items were devoted things that were supposed to be set apart for the Lord. One person disobeyed God. Yet the verdict from heaven was not, "Achan has sinned." The ruling from heaven was, "Israel has sinned." One man fell short of the glory of God, and an entire army was defeated. What lesson does this provide? God saw Israel as one family and one nation. He was their father, and they all were his children. They were redeemed as one people, the weakest among them along with the strongest among them. Thus, God dealt with them as a corporate body. So, at Ai, the judgment pronounced from heaven was to the entire community, "Israel has sinned." This is a great lesson that God's corporate church needs to learn. When one member of a fellowship of faith sins before God, the verdict from heaven is, "My people have sinned." When one follower of Jesus Christ commits a sin against God, it affects the witness of the entire community. As his people, we are in this together. As one team for the Lord, we are victorious together, and we also suffer defeat together. David Firth explains this concept of corporate responsibility as follows. "Just as Rahab's confession was sufficient for her whole family to be delivered, so also Achan's sin is sufficient to affect the whole nation. Sin is not an isolated act, something done in private without effect on others. Instead, the individual's sin decision impacts the whole community. That's why we are told Israel had been unfaithful with the devoted things before our focus is directed to Achan. What does the text teach us about the sin that impacted the entire nation of Israel? In his commentary on Joshua, Colin Peckham explains the meanings of several terms from Joshua 7. As you read each one, may they give you insight into the sin that led to Israel's defeat. God says that Israel sinned, transgressed, and disobeyed, and also that they stole, deceived, and concealed. Sin means to miss the mark. It was seen to be deliberate, with the idea of personal responsibility. Transgression here means to pass over or to pass by. God had commanded that they take nothing from Jericho, and they simply passed by from the command. Disobedience. They deliberately disobeyed God's instructions. Stealing. God had said, all the silver and gold shall come into the treasury of the Lord. Achan stole from God. Malachi says plainly, you have robbed me. He took that which was consecrated to God. Many are sinning against him by withholding that which is rightfully his. Deceiving. Achan deceived the people until forced to admit his crime. Concealment. Achan thought no one would ever know. Trespass. The Hebrew word here means treachery. Achan was a traitor, unfaithful to his commander and to his Lord. Some are unfaithful in their ministry, and in their walk with God, it's treachery. Folly or disgrace. Achan thought that he was clever. No one knew. But sin is foolish and brings disgrace. Consider these questions. What are your thoughts on individual sins affecting the entire nation? How does today's devotion heighten your awareness of your personal responsibility? How does the discussion of terms for Joshua 7 add to your insight of the scripture? What lesson did you learn, and how can you apply these in your spiritual life? Join me in prayer. Lord, thank you for your grace and for your forgiveness of our sin. Lord, teach us to be responsible, such that we are aware of how our actions affect the community around us. Help us to live into our sanctification, so that when we are tempted, we follow after you. We love you, Lord. In your name we pray. Amen.